The National Broadcasting Company presents... Eyes Aloft!
Army flash. One, single, very low, scene, 4, Grace, 9, overhead, east.
Eyes aloft, watching the sky, watching for planes flying the lanes up above. Eyes aloft.
Eyes aloft. The 4th Fighter Command of the United States Army Air Forces, in cooperation with West Coast radio stations, presents this series of programs honoring the 150,000 volunteer civilian observers and filter center workers whose round-the-clock vigilance keeps watchful guard of the Pacific Coast against attack by enemy planes.
Eyes aloft, night and day, will help protect the USA.
Ken Carpenter speaking. Tonight, the 15th edition of Eyes Aloft, a special program. This evening, we devote our entire broadcast to the telling of a truly great American story. The story of the Santa Maria idea. Many of the Santa Maria, California townspeople have made the trek to Hollywood to be present or participate in this program tonight. And now, may I present your Eyes Aloft narrator, Gayne Whitman.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This summer, two Santa Maria Valley civilian organizations both found themselves facing problems. One was the Santa Maria branch of the Aircraft Warning Service. A warm western summer's night, 21 miles out of Santa Maria, after the main road has been climbing up from the valley, a rutty dirt road branches off through the sagebrush. The dirt road then winds for a mile up sagebrush-covered Cat Canyon in the oil country. Where the road ends at a clump of pepper and eucalyptus trees at the head of Cat Canyon is a tiny corrugated iron shack, an observation post. A full August moon silhouettes the oil derricks, which stand sentinel on the barren hills around. Occasionally, a coyote bays at the moon. Two observers, two men, sit on the step and talk.
Yes, sir. This will be my last night on watch here.
A lot of the folks are dropping out.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody wants to give up.
Of course not.
I'd like to keep on. This is a good thing.
Your tires are shot, huh?
Yeah. Tube's about to come through the fabric on my left rear.
Well, I got about 6,000 left in 3 of my tires. The other one isn't so hot.
How's your spare?
No spare.
Oh. Well, how are you going to keep coming up here?
I'm not. Much longer. Say, what's going to happen if observers can't keep driving to these posts?
I don't know.
This aircraft warning service is pretty vital to the Army, I guess.
Well, I guess it's pretty vital to the whole country.
Well, the Army better do something about transportation for observers or... Wait a minute. Listen.
Coyote?
Oh, plane, I think.
Oh, yeah, plane. Coming from the... Oh, look. You can see it.
Yeah.
Sure shines silver in the moonlight tonight, huh?
Yeah. What if it didn't shine? What if it were black?
Black?
Jap Zeros are painted black.
Yeah.
And what if we or somebody weren't here to report it some night? A Jap invader.
Well, a man can't walk 22 miles to this post.
Yeah. I'll report the plane.
What if that were a Jap Zero? And nobody had tires. Nobody were here to report it. Gosh.
All over the Pacific coast, tires of loyal observers were running smooth. In Santa Maria, Area Supervisor Roy Lindman found observers dropping out in groups against their wishes. They had no transportation. There were 4 observation posts in Roy Lindman's area. He knew they had to be kept in operation. The Army, having already sensed the general problem, was preparing to offer auto contracts. But wait. A moment ago, we said that two Santa Maria Valley civilian organizations faced a problem. The Santa Maria Valley Red Cross Motor Corps faced a very demoralizing problem. Now, that same summer evening at the home of Mrs. Ed Adams, then the captain of the motor corps. The Adamses were sitting out on their front porch for a breath of cool air. Ed was kidding his wife.
Looks to me as if you girls are sort of like the fellow who got all dressed up and had no place to go.
Well, the motor corps is an emergency unit, Ed.
You mean you have to sit back and wait for a flood or a tornado or the Japs to drop a bomb on us before you can do anything?
No, the motor corps is doing certain things now.
Like what?
Well, we transport food to needy families.
Gee, Edna, you're captain of the outfit. And you don't actually have anything for your girls to do, do you?
No, Ed, and I'm worried about it.
People have to be doing things to keep their interest up.
It was different when we were all busy taking our training.
Oh, sure, the advanced first aid training.
And then later, when they were taking their 20-hour motor mechanics course.
The ladies were coming home looking like grease monkeys. Gosh, Edna, I don't know.
Don't know what?
I've never seen you so interested in anything before.
I love this motor corps work, Ed.
Well, Edna, I'm not trying to give advice, but your motor corps is all trained now. It's raring to go. But it has to have some worthwhile service to perform, or...
Well, several of the ladies and I have talked about the problem, but what can we do? What can the motor corps do? What can the Red Cross Motor Corps do here? We're ready, you know. What about it, Ed?
Search me.
If there was just something we could do. Something.
Yes, two Santa Maria Valley civilian organizations, each with an immediate problem. They were both destined for possible failure. One August morning, in the office of Roy Lindman, the area supervisor, things were looking darker than usual. Roy's secretary, Mrs. Marion Hardy, was getting out letters to observers.
I'm almost afraid to answer that doggone phone this time.
Want me to stop typing, Roy?
Well, I never can hear over your racket, Marion. What if this is another downhearted chief observer who... Hello?
Roy Lindman?
Yeah?
Alex Strachan.
How are you, Alec?
I'm terrible. Three of my best observers up at Fox and Canyon Post just had to quit.
Oh, my gosh. Tires?
I know tires. They can't get there. I can't seem to line up enough observers to keep my post covered. Some of them are working 6 and 8 hour shifts now. What will that do, Roy?
Oh, honest, Alec, I don't know. Hold on to those you've got. I've heard something about the Army trying to work out some deal where they're going to let contracts for cars to haul observers.
Well, the Army better do something. But the aircraft one in service is going to be a dead dog.
Well, I'll check, Alec. I'll get in touch with you as soon as I have some information.
Okay, Roy. But you better get busy if we're going to hold together. I'll talk to you later.
So long, Alec. Oh, gosh.
More trouble?
Alec Strachan, Fox and Canyon Assistant Chief Observer. Three of his observers had to quit.
Oh, I was just thinking, Roy.
And Mrs. Michael says 9 of her Cat Canyon observers have dropped out.
Roy, I have an idea.
What, Marion?
Well, I understand the local Red Cross Motor Corps is in a sort of a spot.
Well, let the Motor Corps take care of its own worries.
I mean, they're on a spot because they're all organized, have their training and their uniforms, and nothing really vital to keep them busy. Now, I just thought that the Red Cross might be willing to transport our observers to the post.
Marion!
If they'd be willing
to... Marion Hardy, you are terrific.
What?
Why, you've just had a brainstorm. The Red Cross Motor Corps haul the Army civilian volunteers to the post. Say, I got to call the Red Cross chairman, Ray Hoy.
Why don't you call Ethel May Dorsey?
Ethel May Dorsey? Why?
Well, because Mrs. Dorsey is director of the Red Cross Volunteer Special Services.
Okay, I'll talk to Mrs. Dorsey.
Shall I get her on the phone?
No, I'll get her. Marion Hardy, you've just had a terrific idea.
Hope it works.
Operator. Operator, connect me with a Harry Dorsey resident.
I'll never get the breakfast dishes done this morning. Hello.
Mrs. Dorsey?
No, this is the housekeeper. Mrs. Dorsey is outside trying to work in the garden if the phone would leave her alone.
I'm sorry to bother, but tell her it's Roy Lindman.
Yes, Mr. Lindman. Just a minute. Mrs. Dorsey?
Yes?
Telephone again.
Oh, dear. Well, tell them I'll try
to... It's Mr. Lindman. He says it's important.
All right. Coming.
Hello.
Mrs. Dorsey?
This is the housekeeper I told you once.
But I want to talk to Mrs. Dorsey.
Well, keep your shirt on. She's coming. In fact, she's here.
Here. I'll take it, Mrs. Porterfield.
Saturday morning's madhouse.
Hello, Mr. Lindman. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. I was working in my garden.
And Mrs. Dorsey, my secretary just had a great idea.
Yes?
I hear the Red Cross Motor Corps wants a job.
A job? I'll say it does.
Do you think they'd take over the service of carrying observers to the post?
You mean the ground observers who go to those posts?
Yeah, that's it. We're in a jam. Our observers have just about used up their rubber. A lot of them are having to quit. Now, if the Red Cross Motor Corps could help the Army by getting our observers to the post, why everything...
But we don't own a car. I mean, the chapter doesn't own its own car. We just have our own machine.
Yes, I know, but...
We'd all be willing to help, but in no time our tires would be gone, and then you'd be back in the same situation. I wonder if...
Mrs. Dorsey, will you let me talk a minute?
I'm sorry. I'm just so excited about the idea. It's wonderful.
And Mrs. Dorsey, I think the Red Cross can get a requisition for a car for this work, and the Army will pay your mileage.
Really? Wonderful.
I'll call Percy Heckendorf in Santa Barbara.
What's the district attorney got to do with this?
Percy is the Aircraft Warning Service County Director. Percy may have some last-minute word from the Army.
Well, be sure and let me know, Mr. Lindman.
I'll call you back by and by.
Well, in the meantime, I'll call the Executive Secretary over the chapter.
You mean Fred Howe?
Yes. I'll find out what he thinks about it. Oh, this is wonderful.
I'm glad you're enthused, Mrs. Dorsey. Talk to you later. Bye.
Goodbye. Oh, Mrs. Porterfield, I'm so thrilled.
Well, so am I. I'm finally getting these breakfast dishes washed.
Now, I've got to telephone Fred Howe and see what he thinks.
Number, please.
210, please, operator.
210.
Busy. Oh, heavens. I know. I'll dress and go right over to the Red Cross office. Saturday morning, everybody should be there. Yes, I'll go right on.
It was a good idea to have the Red Cross Motor Corps drive the observers to the various posts in the area, if it could be worked out. The Red Cross has its very strict national policies under which every chapter must operate. Anyway, dynamic Mrs. Harry Dorsey arrived a few minutes later at the Santa Maria Valley Red Cross chapter.
Oh, well, good morning, Mrs. Dorsey. Good
morning, Mrs. Penfield. My, the office is busy this morning.
Yes, we've really been hurrying.
Is Fred Howe in his office?
I think so.
Is he busy with anyone?
No, why don't you go right on in?
I will.
Well, come in, Mrs. Dorsey.
Oh, I've got wonderful news.
Gee, I thought Saturday was your day off from the office here.
Listen, Mr. Howe, Roy Lindman just telephoned me. You know how worried we've been about keeping up the morale of the motor corps.
Yeah?
Well, I think they've got a job, a real job.
Oh, doing what?
Hauling observers to the four observation posts.
Oh, so they're having transportation problems, eh? Oh, but wait, Mrs. Dorsey. Where are we going to get the cars for a job like that?
Well, Roy Lindman thinks the Army's going to start issuing contracts for cars to haul observers.
Well, the Red Cross would have to be remunerated for a task like that.
Well, I suppose the motor corps would get mileage and a priority for tires. And what do you think, Mr. Howe?
Well, I personally think the Red Cross should take on the service, especially since the request comes from the military. After all, the Red Cross is the connecting link between the military and the civilian. But there's a question in my mind, Mrs. Dorsey.
What's that?
Is our chapter legally able to enter into a contract which is such a business undertaking?
Well, I wouldn't know about that.
I think this is something I ought to talk over with our chairman.
Well, is Mr. Hoy in this morning?
Yes, he was in at 8 this morning. I'll put the proposition up to him. I'll telephone you later.
Fine. Then I'll go right on home and wait to hear. Oh, I do hope we can put this over. It'll mean so much to, well, to all of us.
But in the meantime, that Saturday morning, Roy Lindman, the Aircraft Warning Service area supervisor, had called District Attorney County Director Percy Heckendorf in Santa Barbara. Heckendorf considered the matter, told Lindman on the phone...
Well, Roy, I can see no legal reason why the Santa Maria chapter shouldn't go ahead and serve the Army.
Wonderful, Purse. I was praying you'd say that.
Matter of fact, I think it's a swell idea.
Yeah, so do I.
I think the Red Cross chapter and the Motor Corps should perform any service that's important to the community and national protection.
I'm going right over to the Red Cross and talk to Ray Hoy and Fred Howe.
Good.
And you have definite word the Army is going ahead with those order contracts?
Yes, I talked to Captain Smith in Los Angeles last night. It's all set. Lieutenant Pillsbury will be in Santa Maria tomorrow for an 11 o'clock meeting with you fellas at the inn. You better have your Red Cross executive board there on hand.
You bet I will. And thanks for the information, Purse. See you soon. So long. Say, we'll put this thing over yet. You're darn tootin'.
The following morning, Sunday, the Army representatives arrived in Santa Maria. At the famous Santa Maria Inn, a meeting was held at 11 o'clock. Roy Lindman had the Red Cross executive board present. Lieutenant Evans Pillsbury conducted the meeting.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy that your Red Cross chapter will take over the responsibility of transporting our observers.
I don't have to impress upon you the importance of staffing the post 24 hours a day.
I think we understand, Lieutenant.
We're certainly glad to have the opportunity to put our motor corps to a real test.
And we're fortunate, Lieutenant, in having Ray Hoy here as chairman of the Santa Maria Valley Red Cross.
Oh?
Yeah, Mr. Hoy has been one of my observers out of the Cat Canyon post.
Yes, and my tires are just about to the point where I have to reserve the last bit of rubber on them for emergencies.
Well, didn't you tell me that that's a 44-mile round trip up to Cat Canyon, Mr. Hoy?
44 miles, Mr. Howe. Right. Say, incidentally, we better figure out how many miles the motor corps will have to drive a month. You know, Lieutenant?
I think Roy Lindman has that figured out quite accurately. Roy, will you report?
Yeah. Let me get my papers out.
I suppose we'll have to buy a second-hand car.
I think a second-hand car will be very adequate, Mrs. Dorsey. Nothing fancy, just good transportation.
All right, here we are.
Now, let's have the figures, Roy.
Well, there are four posts in operation to which observers will have to be transported 24 hours a day and night. I figured all the distances, and conservatively, the motor corps will have to drive, well, hold your breath, folks.
Well, how much, Roy?
10,000 miles a month.
What? 10,000?
You're taking on a real job, people.
Why? Why, that's 120,000 miles a year.
Hey, we'll need a brand new car.
Oh, but how can we get a new car?
The Army will assist you in obtaining any model you want. Except, of course, such models that have been frozen by the government.
Well, then I'll call a full board meeting of all the officers and directors of the chapter for tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. I'm sure everyone will agree the project should be undertaken by the chapter.
Good. Now I'll go over the details of the contract you'll have to present to your board to approve and sign. First, Motor Corps agrees to do all driving. Second, you'll be guaranteed necessary recaps for tires. Third, the Army agrees to pay the Red Cross cap. Monday morning, the full board of officers and directors of the Santa Maria Valley Red Cross chapter met and approved the Army contract, approved the purchase of a new car, approved all details. Tuesday, Mr. Hoy, Mrs. Dorsey, and Mrs. Ed Adams, who was then the captain of the motor corps, had all the motor corps members present at a luncheon. They opened the meeting with a pledge of allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, I thought we might have a surprise for you today, but I should have known that you can't keep a secret away from the ladies.
Oh.
You all seem to know already that you have a job on your hands, that you're going to work for the military. And you all seem mighty happy about it.
Well, yes, we are.
But I do have two nice little surprises for you. I just received word myself. I haven't even told Mrs. Dorsey here, or your able captain, Edna Adams.
What's that, Mr. Hoy?
Well, the OPA just telegraphed the chapter a priority number so we can buy the new car.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Fred Howe and myself went ahead and selected an available new car. We hope you'll agree with our choice.
Of what kind?
Captain Adams, can all your members handle a fleet line, two-door Chevrolet sedan?
Oh, indeed they can. I think that's a wonderful choice. What do you ladies think?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay, fine. Now you have the car. We leave the rest up to your captain. Now she organizes the routes, the various driving shifts. Who among you is to service the car? Well, that's up to Captain Adams. And let me say this. I know you ladies of the Santa Maria Valley Red Cross Motor Corps are going to do an efficient job for the Army and the Aircraft Warning Service. I congratulate you all.
The captain of the motor corps, Edna Adams, went to work at once.
Schedules were assigned. A central place to store the car was arranged for.
Motor corps members were appointed to service the car.
And on the morning of September 16th, at 5 minutes to 5 a.m., the first load of observers were dropped off at the Cat Canyon Post by the Red Cross Motor Corps.
Cat Canyon Post, all out.
Hey, this is really something. You'll pick us up at 11?
We'll be here on the dot.
Hey, this the new car they're hauling us around in?
Yeah, morning, Ned. How'd the shift go last night?
Good, reported three planes. Say, this car is swell.
Hop in, Ned. I have to get you back to town and turn over the car so the next driver can get an observer out to Fox and Canyon by 6. Hop in.
By golly, this is great, girls.
See you later, Ned.
Okay. Oh, say, I left the heater on for you. Oh,
thanks.
Close the door, Ned. We have to keep moving.
Okay, Lieutenant. Well, boy, this mighty swell transportation for us.
Wonderful.
You know something, Lieutenant?
What's that, Ned?
I was really up against it. You motor car gals hadn't started doing this, well, I wouldn't have been able to keep on as an observer up here.
Tire trouble?
Tire trouble? Say, my brother had to drive me up here last night in his car. I haven't got any more tires. I just had to put my car up for the duration.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, I'll get around town okay. Now that you Red Cross motor car gals have taken this up, well, all of us observers will be able to keep our regular watches at the posts. You women are certainly to be congratulated.
You know something, Ned?
What's that, Lieutenant?
Well, we're all kind of proud of ourselves. It's good to have something important to be doing. I guess if we all fight a little, America will win this war yet.
Industry, initiative, imagination, the wholehearted desire to serve their community and their nation. That is the spirit of the Santa Maria Valley Red Cross Motor Corps. 35 men and women keeping them rolling 24 hours a day so that other civilian volunteers may be on guard to scan the skies for the possible approach of enemy planes. Yes, that is the true spirit of Santa Maria.
We want you to meet several of the Santa Maria Red Cross members in person who have come here to this broadcast tonight. But before that, here's Gordon Jenkins and the Sportsman in the flash version of the Army novelty song, This is the Army, Mr. Jones.
This is the Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephones. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore. A bunch of frightened rookies were listening filled with awe. They listened while a sergeant was laying down the law. They stood there at attention, their faces turning red. The sergeant looked them over, and this is what he said. Oh, this is the Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephones. You had your breakfast in but you won't have it there anymore. This is the Army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks nice and clean. You had a housemaid to clean your floor, but she won't help you out anymore. Do what the buglers command. They're in the Army and not in a band. This is the Army, Mr. Brown. You and your baby went to town. She had you worried, but this is war, and she won't worry you anymore. You're in the Army now,
now, we want you to meet in person some of the diligent workers, the people who put into force and action the Santa Maria idea. Ken Carpenter, will you take over?
Glad to, gang. Well, first, I want you to meet Roy Lindman, the Santa Maria area supervisor for the Aircraft Warning Service. Roy, how are things going up in your territory now that the Red Cross solved your transportation headaches?
I don't have any more headaches, Ken. Everything is running smooth as a die. And we have a whole new bunch of observers to help out the old standbys now that the Red Cross Motor Corps is on the job. I'm satisfied. And I say thanks.
And thanks to you, Roy Lindman. The Army tells me you've done a consistently excellent job up in your area. Now, Mrs. Harry C. Dorsey, would you step up to our microphone, please?
Yes, Mr. Carpenter.
Now, you're chairman of the Volunteer Special Services of the Santa Maria Red Cross chapter, aren't you, Mrs. Dorsey?
Yes. And I'm especially proud of the work our motor corps is doing. I think Now that the story has been told over the radio tonight, it may suggest to other communities to do the same.
Well, I think other towns and communities would do well to follow the Santa Maria idea.
Well, if any other Red Cross chapter on the coast is interested and would like to write us and ask questions about problems of organization and such, they are welcome to do so.
That's a generous offer. Who will they address?
Just address the Red Cross chapter, Santa Maria, California.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Dorsey. And now this lady in the handsome uniform of the Red Cross Motor Corps. You're Mrs. Ed Adams, who originally organized the Santa Maria Motor Corps?
Yes, I organized the group. I saw them through their initial training.
Well, but I understand that you aren't captain of the Motor Corps now, Mrs. Adams.
No, that just about broke my heart when it happened.
Well, but what did happen? I mean, you certainly put in a lot of hard work organizing the Corps.
Well, a month or so ago, it was announced that my husband's company was transferring him to another town. I resigned as captain, and Mrs. Longwell was appointed. Ed and I were ready to pack our household belongings and leave Santa Maria.
But your husband's plans were obviously changed?
Yes, and we didn't go. Mrs. Longwell took over the captaincy of the Corps and has handled it like a veteran. She's a fine leader, and they all like and respect her.
Well, you still work with the motor car, Mrs. Adams?
Oh, yes, indeed. I drive my regular shifts and help out every way I can. I wouldn't give up the motor corps for anything.
Well, thank you. And you are the new captain, Captain Longwell?
Yes, Mr. Carpenter. And may I say, in return to Mrs. Adams' kind expression, that when I took over the captaincy of the motor corps, I found the unit so well organized and directed that I only had to follow along in the line initially set up by Mrs. Adams.
Well, it's good to hear of so healthy an organization. Now, don't go away, Captain Longwell. We want to talk to you again in just a moment. But right now, I want to get acquainted with this gentleman. You're...
Ray Hoy.
Oh, yes. You're executive chairman of the Santa Maria Valley Red Cross chapter, Mr. Hoy.
That's right, Mr. Carpenter.
The head man, so to speak. Well, maybe you could tell us just a few words about the Red Cross in general. Isn't November usually the roll call month, Mr. Hoy?
Yes, it is, but this year there'll be no drive.
Yes, I'd heard that.
You see, due to the generous response of the American public to the last roll call and on the war relief drive after Pearl Harbor, the Red Cross had postponed its regular fall drive for contributions.
Mm-hmm. Postponed till when?
Till next March. You see, the Red Cross does not collect more funds that are necessary for emergency purposes.
Well, that's certainly a businesslike way for any charity organization to operate. Mr. Hoy, we want to thank you and all the other people of Santa Maria, those who are appearing on the program and those in the auditorium, for coming here to our Eyes Aloft broadcast.
It's our pleasure. Incidentally, most everybody in Santa Maria listens regularly to Eyes Aloft.
Well, that's fine.
It has been an inspiration to all of us to carry on with the Army's Aircraft Warning Service.
Well, we hope we may be doing a little good to these programs. And now I want to turn matters back into the hands of Gain Whitman. Gain?
Each week, we present the National Broadcasting Company's Eyes Aloft Gold Trophy Award to some outstanding observation post or filter center. This week, and for the first time, we are deviating from our regular practice of award. Here is Captain Russell Z. Smith to make this week's presentation. Captain Smith.
The Santa Maria Valley Red Cross chapter has taken a great deal of initiative in making its motor corps serve the Army. You have just heard the story. You know of the work involved. The courage to start something new. The Santa Maria Red Cross chapter must be recognized. Captain Longwell, will you step back to the microphone?
Yes, sir.
To your motor corps and to the Santa Maria Valley Red Cross chapter, we present this week's Eyes Aloft Gold Trophy Award.
Well, this is a surprise, and I mean it. Thank you so very much.
We all salute the people of Santa Maria.
Gain Whitman saying good night for the 150,000 Aircraft Warning Service civilian volunteers who keep constant vigil of our home front so that America will be safe from any attack by air. Good night.